Well, hey, everybody. We've come to the middle of the week. Hope yours is going well. Today in our Bible reading plan for our devotion, we are in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. This is a pretty popular chapter, especially the verses on love that you'll often hear people use them in their weddings. And when you're reading through Corinthians, and up to this point, Paul's been dealing with all the divisiveness in the church, the different issues they had, different attitudes and opinions on, and so on. And he'll pick that up again in chapter 14. But then you come to this chapter on love, and it's sort of like Paul just kind of he just brings the hammer down on them. I mean, he just smacks them upside the face. You all have been fighting and arguing over all these things, one group thinking you're better than another group, and pow, he says, I don't care what you do. If you're not doing it from a place of love, something's wrong. A principle in this chapter is that why we do things matters. Our motivation matters. Our motivation matters as much as the what of what we do. And verses 1 and following, let's look there for a moment. Chapter 13, verse 1, he says, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I'm a great communicator, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal. It's just a lot of loud stuff. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, If I know how to take the truth of God and the word of God and apply it to situations and to life in a way that is practical and prophetic, so to speak, and if I have all faith, believe so as to move mountains, but do not have love, he says, I am absolutely nothing. And if I give my possessions to feed the poor, that's a good thing. And if I surrender my body to be burned, if I am willing to be a martyr for the faith, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. It profits me nothing. You see, you can do religious things and you can do really good things, but from a bad or impure motivation, and you get no reward for it. So our motivation, why we do things, matters. But he also says how you treat people, how we treat others also matters, our attitude toward other people. Note what he says starting at verse 4. He says, love. And by the way, as we read this, I want you to ask yourself, are these descriptions, these definitions of love, are they an emotion? Or are they more like an action, a behavior, an attitude? Notice what he says. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, does not seek its own, is not provoked, or I think the King James says easily provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, but does not rejoice in unrighteousness when someone does something wrong, but rejoices with the truth. Love, he says, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And while there are emotional components to some of these are basically behaviors, actions, attitudes. Our culture in America tends to define love as what we feel. And that shapes how a lot of people make decisions about what is right and wrong, about what is ethical and unethical, moral and immoral. I feel. And yet love is not what you feel as much as it is what you do. And feelings can affect actions, and it's equally true that actions can affect feelings. But what he says, love, how do we know God so loved the world that he felt? God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only son. Love is what we do, not just what we feel. And our motivation, even for serving God, if we're going to experience a reward, the approval of God needs to come from a place of love. Otherwise, so much of what we do is kind of shallow. and so on. Now, you remember, I want to take this a slightly different direction for just a moment. You remember Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount? He said that we are to do this for our enemies. Love those who persecute you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. How are you any different than anyone else if you only show kindness to those basically who, you know, are part of your group who are kind to you? Everybody does that. But his followers love those who don't love them back. Wow. Is there someone in your world, in your life, to whom you need to show an act of love? You may just find that your feelings begin to change when your behavior changes. That's the message of the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. I don't know why, but it made me think of that old show, The Love Boat. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you, everybody.